Thank you. Thank you. I love you all too, and thank you so much. It's wow, wow. I really do have a lot to be thankful for tonight. First, I want to thank all of my supporters, all of the people in this room. What an incredible reception. Thank you so much. Whether you voted for me, you volunteered, you sent a letter to your newspaper, made a contribution, liked me on Facebook, I have appreciated your support more than you can possibly know. I want to thank my family, who made so many sacrifices so I could take this chance. Thank you to my opponent, Christine Ohm. I had so much fun. We might have to do this again sometime.
Yeah! You rest up, girl.
Honestly, more than a question about where I stand on any of the issues, the most often asked question I received during this was, why would I run for political office at all? Usually followed with, especially as a Democrat. Look, I get the question, and I understand running for office isn't for the faint-hearted. But more than exhausting, I found this experience over the past 16 months to be absolutely exhilarating. And that was despite knowing the mountain we had to climb. We knew we would have to beat the odds. And most of the time, the odds win. So even though I understand the question, anytime I ever felt sorry for myself, crawling into a car before sunrise to get to a coffee meeting, or arriving much past my children's bedtime at night, I thought about the people we're fighting for. And the answer to the why question becomes very, very clear. I think about the women in South Dakota that ranked number one for workplace participation, but fifth worst overall in issues like equal pay and management opportunities. They have to try to beat the odds too. I think about the college student burdened with student loan debt, who's working his way through college even though it doesn't come close to paying the tuition bill, and even though his first job out of college is barely going to pay for those student loan interest rates. He's gonna have to beat the odds too. I think about the little girl on a reservation, a victim of zip code, that if the statistics tell you anything, is five times more likely to suffer from diseases we've eliminated almost everywhere else, like tuberculosis. Four times more likely to attempt suicide, twice as likely to be raped. She's gonna have to beat those odds too. So the question isn't about why we should continue to fight. The question should be, what can we do better the next time? Don't be mad at the Republicans for winning elections. Be mad at them for developing bad public policy, and be mad at ourselves for not giving them the kind of opposition that holds them accountable. If the Democratic Party wants to rebuild itself, it has to start with a vision of what that actually means. And if we want better policies, politics, then better people need to get involved. Because if the best among us won't stand up and fight for what we believe in, why would the worst off rise to their feet? I think most of us can agree this presidential election season was unlike any before it in its tone, its insults, its lack of focus on the real issues that affect our daily lives. But the answer isn't to turn away from politics. The answer is to get involved. Yeah. Get involved. Yeah. So much is at stake. So much is at stake, and we're seeing that tonight. I said this last April at our Democratic Party celebration at McGovern Day, and I will say it again tonight. George McGovern is not going to walk through that door. If we're going to rebuild this party, we've got to do it together. Yeah. All of us. So whether you're a moderate focused on fiscal discipline, or a Bernie Sanders supporter concerned about the environment, we've got to be more organized, more invested, more strategic, more involved, more coordinated, more willing to trust that the things that divide us are less consequential than our moral visions that bind us. And so I end this campaign with one last quote from Senator George McGovern, delivered soon after his final campaign, that summarizes the landscape before us. Not only Democrats, not only South Dakota, but for all of the United States. George said, "So to me, the central challenge for the future of American politics is to end the paralysis of institutions and ease the apprehension of the electorate. The United States must find a way to replace exhaustion with energy, cynicism with hope, resignation with determination, destructive anger with constructive activism. So easy to say, so hard to do." We have a lot of work to do before November 2018. It is a time to turn our sorrow into action. It is time to get to work. Thank you for this ride. I'm taking tomorrow off and possibly Thursday. But after that, I'm going to be back out there, and I damn well better see all of you out there too. Thank you so much.